Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night. All night in the club. Will you stay down tonight? Until you come up. Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby?
Rosebud, bitter dough.
With all that shit, man. Hey, man. I got this. Hey, look, man, I got this sucker fucking with me because I don't want to do no video shooting with him for free. Oh, it's pimping with me, man, blah, 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 blah. So he want to send me all these pictures. Man, these niggas are so fake. Hey, let me tell you something, man. All y'all listening, we talking about some pimp shit tonight. We going to get into what I got to talk about. But before I do, you know, well, wait a minute. Let me start over. This a goddamn down and dirty show, you know, and I don't give a fuck. You motherfuckers could be new, but I'm not new to Facebook. I've been on this motherfucker 10 years. I've been doing this shit, not a whole bunch, but hella good for me. And the first few years, I kept trying to make my point about this game that y'all claim you love. And I wasn't letting no suckers say no shit on Facebook, and I didn't attack them, especially if it had something to do with this pimping. You know, I am, and let me just tell you, I would get, look at the motherfucker that sent me 14, you hear this little thing, he sent me 14, let me turn my goddamn Facebook off, because this fool, he insulted that I told him, man, I ain't finna do no, I don't give a fuck about no pimping, Ken. If he gonna do it for free, good. I ain't doing it for free. Now, what I'm saying is I would just strangle a motherfucker verbally if he came on Facebook talking some shit that wasn't real. Now, for instance, back 6 years ago, I think it was, it was a big thing. I mean, a really big thing for motherfuckers. It might have been 7 or 8 years ago, but they would come on Facebook talking about, is it in you or is it on you? Do you remember that, Trey?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember how many motherfucking arguments I had with them motherfuckers about that, is it in you or is it on you bullshit? Because what I hate is motherfuckers to goddamn take pimp statements, pimp credos, things that pimps say to make them stay strong pimping, and then water it down to some punk shit like these motherfuckers be doing. And is it in you or is it on you? Is you been up two nights? You ain't got no bitch. You got like $2 left, you know, and you hungry, but, you know, you might need this $2, so you can't even eat, you know. And then some kind of way you need to freshen up or whatever, and you go in the gas station. They had bathrooms back then, and you go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, and you start thinking about what's going on. And you're about to succumb to it, and then you look in that mirror and you say, nigga, is it in you or is it on you? See? Because what I'm saying is a lot of motherfuckers don't realize there's a big difference in that. And when you answer that question, when you answer that question to yourself, is it in you or is it on you? See, if you're truthful and it's in you, and you look in that mirror and say, it's in me, you going back out there, you ain't giving a fuck about you ain't got but $2. Because you know the next bitch could be at the next corner. You don't know where she at. You got a breath of fresh air just by saying those words to yourself. Just by looking in the mirror and answering truthfully to yourself, is it in me or is it on me? and then you motherfuckers heard of it, and you fucking put it on Facebook, and you ruined what it meant. Because it's on you motherfuckers. It ain't in you motherfuckers. Because if it was in you, you wouldn't let these punk motherfuckers come on the goddamn Facebook with punk ass shit to say about this pimping. Any motherfucker that don't see his hole as his woman, kissing, fucking, taking her out, whatever the fuck that involves, you ain't no goddamn pimp. Talking about you don't kiss a bitch, or you don't fuck a bitch, you don't this, you don't that. Well, let me ask you something, you fucking faggot ass motherfucker that say that. Who the fuck do you kiss? Who the fuck do you fuck? Because if you fucking bitches that ain't paying you, and you kissing on bitches that ain't paying you, you a fucking trick. And some motherfucker look like a Peckerwood. He might be a brother. He look like a Peckerwood, OG, whatever the fuck his name is. Just putting up all kind of goddamn shit. And you motherfuckers are commenting on it. You motherfuckers is accepting this stupid ass bullshit. And why I know, because I seen some names on there that be on my goddamn show. Fucking punk ass motherfuckers. Trey, I'm sorry, man. Trey, what's happening with you, man?
Oh, not too much, man. Yeah, I have noticed that you've been on fire on that Facebook lately, man. That's a good thing, man. We do need to share it back in town, man, because yeah, it was one post I seen. A dude says he didn't even smoke with his chick or something like that. I was like, no, why?
Trey, see, what I'm saying is people like that is scared of game. They're scared of them bitches. A motherfucker that won't smoke or kiss or fuck a hoe. I'm not saying a hoe smoke with no trick, bitch. You better not. But about, you better not kiss a trick. But you gon' let him in that pussy. So what I'm saying is them punk motherfuckers, like, what's his fucking name? I can't even think of his name. OG something. Anyway, he's a punk motherfucker because he's a coward. Because a bitch that go motherfucking get your money is 30 times cleaner than a goddamn bitch to just sit up and wait for you to come fuck her. Man, when you get a disease in the pimping, it ain't from your goddamn hoe. It's from you catching some bitch, and then she didn't pay you for a while, and then you go fuck that bitch. That bitch got some goddamn disease because she ain't motherfucking up on being a hoe. And for a motherfucker to say because that bitch suck a motherfucker's dick, you ain't gonna kiss her, then you trying to make her some fucking outcast to the game. Man, if you're that tripped out about it, have a goddamn bottle of Listerine by the bed. By wherever. And fucking have that bitch gargle for you kiss her and clean them germs. Because what I'm saying is a real pimp don't deny himself the things that a man wants. A real pimp accepts that he fucked with hoes. And this fucking Bishop, that's his fucking name, fucking OG Bishop ass motherfucker, punk ass motherfucker, talking about he'd rather kiss a bitch that don't do no hoeing. Because he said he don't kiss his hoes. And I know he don't kiss men. So he got to kiss bitches that don't do no hoeing. And these bitches lick booty holes. These bitches do all kind of foul shit with their mouth. But he'll fuck with them. That goes to show you he don't know shit about pimping. And my thing, my tirade is why the fuck do you motherfuckers let him say that shit? Then why do you respond to that punk shit? I hope one of you motherfuckers go tell that motherfucker to come listen to this show so he can have a goddamn nerve to come on here and kick it with me. But I didn't tell myself I'm not getting into that Facebook bullshit. That's why for the past year, I haven't been on Facebook like that. I've been on Facebook on my my page putting different shit up, but I have not been on the homepage where you see all this fucking crazy ass bullshit. And then about a month ago, 3 weeks, whatever, I fucked around and looked on the homepage. I was just going to look on it. And I was on that, excuse me, I was on that homepage for about 4 hours. I could not believe the shit I was reading. I couldn't believe it. And this OG Bishop, I think that's his name. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah,
so
I think that's it. I think that's the one I've seen out there.
Okay, maybe that's his name. But what I'm saying is, you guys let this motherfucker say that faggot ass shit he be saying. And I do everything I can to not respond. Because if I do, I ain't going to do nothing but get a thread for like 300 fucking motherfuckers. Most of them understanding what I said. And hell of them motherfuckers defending what this fucking bishop say. And that's why the thread goes on. Because, you know, motherfuckers got difference of opinions. It's a fact. There's a word for motherfuckers that fuck bitches or fuck with bitches that don't pay. And it's chippy.
Yeah, here's one of you who posted. Y'all, excuse me, I broke hoes, kicked they fucking ass, put they ass out because I'm a pimp.
See what I'm saying? And you motherfuckers talking about, yeah, man, woo, 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 all this fucking shit. Hey, you got any comments these punks said? Read a couple of comments.
Let's see here. That one got some thumbs up. Let me go to the one about you cannot smoke weed with your hoe. I'm sorry. We got some comments on that one. I thought I was the only P that understood this thing.
Stop right there. Stop. See, what I'm saying is this. You don't smoke weed with your hoes. Now, he could be saying you don't do drugs with your hoes. And I would give that kind of a thumbs up. Because you don't do drugs with the bitches. But smoking weed, I don't call that doing drugs. So what I'm saying is, he's saying you don't even enjoy yourself. You don't even relax. You don't even kick it with your hoe. And you motherfuckers, what did they say that? What did they say on that? Trey?
One cat said he thought he was the only one that I thought I was the only P that understood this thing.
See, what I'm saying, listen to me, fellas. Have you ever, well, I'll take this back because I was going to say, have you ever heard me say or use the thing P? Or what they call them hoes, 306s or 307, whatever. I don't do that because I'm not scared of this fucking game. You motherfuckers that do that, you scary bastards, especially some motherfucker like OG Bishop, talking about, or whoever that was that responded to OG Bishop, talking about, I thought I was the only P that understood that. Motherfucker, you the only P that opened your mouth and admitted it, but you ain't the only motherfucking P that understand that. All you punk motherfuckers is scared of them hoes. Every one of you pissy ass motherfuckers shit Kool-Aid. You Kool-Aid shitting motherfuckers. Because if that punk ever say some shit like that to me, we going at it. Because I'm asking some pimp shit. Well, man, let me ask you this, man. If you don't fuck your hoe, and your hoe go out and get money fucking tricks, but you go out and fuck hoe bitches for free, don't you think that that hoe might start thinking about fucking for free? No, he don't think of that, because that's the game. That's the real game. And you punk ass motherfuckers, let that punk motherfucker say shit like that, and you don't even check him. You ain't gotta go off on him like I'm going off now. I'm going off on y'all, cause I love you motherfuckers that fuck with me. You ain't gotta go off on him like that, but you gotta kick pimping with him. Man, that ain't no pimping, man. You know, bitches go out and risk their lives for you, and you trying to tell me you can't hug that bitch, you can't let that bitch, all kind of shit, because let me tell you something, man. I didn't have hoes all my goddamn life. All my life. Them bitches was my women. I wasn't scared of what the fuck a trick could do to a bitch, because I wasn't stupid, and I didn't send a bitch out there without understanding what she doing and how to be in that position with your legs open and not have no feelings about it. Yeah, but you motherfuckers don't do that. You motherfuckers don't do that. So, I'm going to stop my tirade and we're going to get into the show. And even though you hear me riled up like I am, and I may bite your motherfucking head off, don't be no goddamn punk. Uh-oh. 917 said, nigga, please. 917, what's going on, man?
It's time for Marlon. You know what I'm saying? I have to say, nigga, please, man. As soon as he's talking about it, I have to turn it on your ass. Like, come on, man.
What's up, man?
I'm good, man.
Wait. Listen, fellas. If this is something for all you motherfuckers that's going to listen to this after it's over to understand. Real motherfuckers. I mean, just like you heard that saying, the cream rise to the top. Real motherfuckers accept challenges. They don't run from them. And that goddamn 917 didn't even let me finish challenging a motherfucker before he pressed one. I love that kind of shit, brother. And I really respect you for that, man. Serious business, bro.
I appreciate you, bud. That means a lot coming from you, man.
All right. What's up with you then?
I'm good, man. So I just wanted to comment on what you were saying. I done read a lot of books. I done seen a lot of videos, man. But what you just said in the past 20 minutes was some of the illest shit I've ever heard about the game in my life, man. That shit was serious on some real shit, man. I just wanted to comment on that.
Hey,
I love so much. It kind of like everything I thought about the game, everything I thought about like myself. You just really summed up life, man. To me, like that. To me, that was a real awakening, man. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. The reason it was a real awakening is because you was searching and you didn't really realize it. Because the truth is the light, and when a real motherfucker hear the truth, he gonna know it's the truth, because it's what he been looking for. And I'm sure you didn't heard all kind of analogies about the pimping that made hella sense, but it didn't strike you like what you just heard. Because I'm coming from my goddamn heart. I'm coming. I ain't trying to talk shit to make you buy my course. I'm trying to talk shit to make you be the motherfucker you wanna be. And the pimping, like you said, that was some ill shit. The pimping is ill all the way if you fucking with pimping. See, what I'm saying, bro, if you ever fuck with Facebook and if you ever see this Bishop motherfucker post or whatever, comment on that motherfucker, will you please? You ain't got to get mad at him. Just comment with the sense of the game that we have. See, this motherfucker don't have no sense of the game. He's a traitor to the game. He's a motherfucker that's afraid of the game because he don't give his bitches no game. If he gave a bitch some game, all that bullshit he worried about, he wouldn't be worried about because the bitch is sharp. Let me tell you something, bruh. People look at hoes like they nasty. A hoe come in every fucking night. As soon as she come in, scrub her motherfucking ass. Clean every goddamn thing before she even fuck with a nigga. You tell me regular bitches do that. They don't fucking do that. I hope this... Hey, I'm going to leave you on, man, but I got to get this because I know this fucking bishop going to call in with his number blocked, so I don't know him. What's up, block number?
This Bud.
Yeah, this Bud.
What's going on with you, man? This is KD, man, from California.
Oh, this is KD. Okay, what's happening with you, man?
I'm saying a big shout out to you and Trey for y'all doing your thing, man, because we need this out here. We need
right.
this.
Yeah.
You heard for real, you heard Rose Budget banned transgender pimping right now, man.
Say what now?
Rose Budget just banned transgender pimping, man.
Man, ban it. Burn it up. Kick that shit out the way. For real, for real. Hey, Bud, but everything you said, Bud, that shit is A1, man. Because you can't deny your women, man. I know I got some homies and all that, you know. They can't even, you know. They finally remember having a party or whatnot. Oh, man, you can't bring your game through and this and that. They won't even show up. Shit, all right, man, my game going to have a party over here. X, Y, and Z and whatnot. But everything you say, Bud, right on point, man. Good.
Hey, check this out. Let me. You got to understand this, caller. And you probably do. But I just want to reiterate
right.
it.
Uh-huh.
Motherfuckers, let's say Rosebud is giving a set tonight at the La Mertage in room 302.
Right.
Now, this is for niggas like us. So the party ain't starting at 3:00 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So the motherfucking party start. You think I want nothing but niggas up in there? Fuck no.
Oh, hell no.
I want niggas bringing their bitches. Why?
Exactly.
Because this bitch is coming, it's going to show that this is a party for us. But I know the bitches and dudes there, regular bitches is coming too.
Exactly. And they ain't going to be able to tap up all the energy.
Man, I know it's going to be plenty of work there for me. And I gave so many goddamn parties, man, and none of my pimp friends didn't bring their home. I mean, one or two of them. You know, might have, you know, not had money proper and the bitch had to work, but he wasn't going to miss it. But what I'm saying, it ain't like he wouldn't bring his bitch. See, these dudes today are thoroughly afraid of what it takes to be a pimp. They
Man, you got
to
kick all that.
They don't want to fuck a hoe. They don't want to catch feelings. It's not feelings for the hoe when you catch him. It's feeling for a representative of the game that's really showing out. You gonna catch feelings for that bitch. But if the bitch stop, you ain't gonna let them feelings make you give her a break. Bitch, fuck you if you ain't doing it. But if you are doing it, you know, that's what we about. And all I'm saying to both you 917 and my private number, I thought you was some sucker, but pardon.
Oh, no, I'm just calling in, man. I think you was charged up, Rosebud. I said, let me go ahead and call on in. Rosebud on when it's going to be a good show today.
Hey, let me put y'all back in because I got so much more to say, man. All right.
For sure. Good looking out. Take my call.
All right. Hey, Trey, go. You got something, man. I hear you back there rumbling.
Oh, no, that's not me.
Oh, that wasn't you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Make sure you guys email me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Make sure you call in. Fucking number 657-383-0809. And I am on one because I love this game. I'm not a pretender. I'm a true soldier. Now, I got the AVPs, you know, the fucking alpha male ways to think. It's all free. Hit me, you know, at that email if you want it. I know Trey got TreyLavish.com and ArtDistrictDirect.com. I got AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. These are sites that's going to help you if you fuck with what's on the sites. Nothing can help you just because you read it or you saw it. Shit can only help you.
You ready for that Michael Malloy minute, too? Don't forget about that, man.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm so glad you said that because I fucking forgot because I was on one. You know I'm an old nigga and I use a lot of energy. So that's what we going to do right now. And then not before. Let's do the Michael Malloy minute. This is called, and it's only for this show. I only do it on this show. This is the Michael Malloy minute because even though Michael Malloy covered a vast array of topics in his documentaries, he really covered to the best of his ability this goddamn game. And I'm going to give him his props. Go ahead, Trey.
All right. This is him talking to Juju. Okay, here we go.
How, when you got out, if you're not in the game no more, how in the fuck did you bounce back the way you bounced back? I mean, you still taking trips to Vegas. No offense, but you look like you're doing better now than you was when you was back then.
What it is, man, I'm probably more at peace right now in my life. So you probably see that part of it. That's probably why you would probably say like you're doing better now. I mean, I ain't got no headaches, man. You know, when the game become a job and, you know, it's stressing you out, then I ain't signed up for that. You know what I'm saying? So, and the game is really supposed to be a stepping stone to get to the next level. So,
yes.
You know, during my time away, I just had a plan. And when I came home, I executed my plan. It took some time, and it was bumps in the road, and there still is some bumps in the road, but, you know, you still got to just keep it moving, man, and have faith and stay real positive, man, and you know, you can't give up.
Let me tell you something, fellas. That was some dope. Trey, that was a good one. That was some fucking dope. I mean, the thing about, I don't know Juju personally. I've heard of him. His name precedes him with me. But what I'm saying is, for him to sit up and say that shit he was just saying is a serious truth because the game is a stepping stone. You know, the motherfucker, like, there's very few motherfuckers like Fillmore Slim. Fillmore Slim is going towards his 90s, and he's still out there representing, which is a testament to the game will take care of you. But see, Fillmore Slim is sort of extraordinary in another way. He still have that desire to be around the game like that. And I lost that desire. I'm not saying Juju lost it. I'm saying a lot of motherfuckers that realize the game is a stepping stone, once they use it as that stepping stone, they've basically left the game alone. Not that they quit thinking sharp like they are as far as having game. It's just that the game for them is not involving having holes. The game of life still involves you being sharp as fuck, able to make whatever moves, but you at peace, like Juju was saying, because you've lived through so much shit to keep you from not being at peace. You know, sitting up wondering this, wondering that. And Trey, when we was talking today, and I was talking to, telling you about not, you know, waiting on no bitch or whatever, you know, that's what you have learned.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to depend on himself. I don't know how long it took him to learn it, and I'm not speaking on that. I'm just speaking, he's realized that he don't need no bitch to be Juju. Just like I realized, I don't need no bitch to be Rosebud.
He's got his clothing business now.
No. Fuck that. That ain't what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about when he was whatever age, when he got in the game, and let's say he was called Juju. Juju just was a name. He took it upon himself to make Juju a statement. He took it upon himself to do some real pimping. And when the chips fell against him, he took whatever the fuck was the punishment and came back out still being Juju. How many motherfuckers you know was this way when they went in and come out, they didn't see the light? You know, whatever. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I'm saying Juju represented the game in that whole little minute. And that minute is if you stay down, you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to have hard time. Bumps in the road, you're just going to have them. But if you know who you are, and you confident in what you know about who you are, this is some little shit. And I don't know how long he was gone. He could have been gone 5-8 years. I don't know. But when he came back, he was Juju. That's dope. Trey, that was some dope shit, man. Trey, always, you don't want to find that particular type of shit for Michael Maroy, but you're going to get a lot of it. But that was some dope shit. That was a dope minute. And that was in tribute to Michael motherfucking Maroy, Too Real for TV, from the goddamn Down and Dirty show. Trey Lavish and motherfucking Rosebud. So many of you motherfuckers missed my intentions. You know, because most of you focus on I was a pimp. And you make that mean that I'm trying to fuck over you. For your information, I cannot and will not ever try to fuck over you. You know why? I mean, I got like a plethora of reasons, but I'm just going to say one why. One reason why. And that reason is, just like Juju said, he's at peace. Because he don't need no motherfucker. I don't need any one of you motherfuckers. I choose to share what I know with all you motherfuckers. I got books that's paying me. I mean, I got a lot of shit that's paying me. And together it ends up into an income. So I don't have to, you know, sit up and listen to sucker shit from OG fucking Bishop. This shit coming on my page. I started to block him because I don't even like seeing that kind of goddamn shit. But I decided that I wanted to speak to y'all. That's why I speak to men. All men. No matter what your goddamn profession. Whatever you in, whatever you do for a living, most of you motherfuckers allow the same mistakes to rule your lives. The first order or the first reason that you actually want to be a pimp should be really prevalent in your mind when you turn out. I mean, you can just want to get some money. But motherfucker, why you didn't go get a job? If you just wanted some money, didn't you go get a fucking job? So, what I'm saying is if you want to be a pimp, there has to be a good reason for you to want to be a pimp. That's first. And second, you know, if you want to be a pimp, you got to deal with the rules of the pimping. And you can't be a homosexual like men as far as being a pimp. I mean, I guess let's say there's a market for dudes, and you a motherfucker that send dudes, I can imagine you saying it's a pimp, you're doing some pimping, but that's not pimping because it's about bitches and dudes. So I'm not saying if you a gay motherfucker and you're getting money some motherfucker sending you and you paying him, that you ain't whatever, but you ain't no goddamn hoe. Well, I don't know. Fuck all the real definitions of that shit. What I'm really trying to say is that I'm trying to share what I know will make you a confident motherfucking pimp. And you'll have the ability to catch almost any woman that strikes your fancy. Because that's what I did. You slick fellas can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud with two D's, don't forget. Then I would also suggest that you tune in to the Ask Rosebud show on Sundays. And either show, Down and Dirty 101, Ask Rosebud, it's going to lace you with the fucking latest methods that I've found to emphasize your fucking manliness in what you're doing. And don't forget, when you're getting at me, remember, I got two D's in my name. Now, most of you motherfuckers out there now have saw everything to do with pimping that's on the goddamn internet. Most of you read every fucking article you could find on the internet about this pimping. Some of you motherfuckers have even fucked with them pickup artists and you just bought into the nonsense that they have to say. What I'm saying is you've taken all this information that you've gotten and you've used it in every way you can and faked every possible thing about yourself that you could think of. But yet, you still don't have no women. That ought to be saying something to you. How can that be? How can you deal with gurus? How can you read everything on the internet? How can you read everything about pimping that's on the internet? How can you do all this stuff and don't have no hoes? These motherfucking dudes you support, Bishop, whoever the fuck, or OG, whatever. These motherfuckers you support and continue to fail in me, you just listen to for entertainment. I got tools like a motherfucker that'll help you talk to bitches. I got situations that will help you fucking understand what to think. But no. Just like 917 when he called, goddamn, Rose, you just really sparked me with this truth. Just like he see it, is the same way you motherfuckers don't see it. Clearly. Otherwise, he see it clearly, and like I say, he ain't running from me. As much shit as I was talking before that motherfucker punch won. Same shit you was hearing. But the real stand up. And the fakes, do what you motherfuckers are doing. Sit back and just listen and say you understand. That's why you go to pickup artists. Shit. I'm serious. You support these motherfuckers knowing full well those who support me win. I don't make it up. You motherfuckers are on my show. So that's showing right there you didn't win fucking with them pickup artists and reading that shit on the internet. Because if you won or are winning, you wouldn't be fucking with me. I don't make this shit up. periodically, you motherfuckers hear different motherfuckers on my show complimenting my course, my show, and everything I have to offer. Because information without implementation is negative. It's just going to overload your mind with stuff. And I think like that because I know attracting women comes from within. That's what my courses do. They show you step by step how to find the real you, then this is a plus. It shows you how to see the attractiveness that you have. You want real answers from experts in this field. That's why you try all the shit you try. If you're looking to learn how to catch women, how can you find a better expert than a fucking celebrated pimp willing to share this game with you? Trey, can you answer that question, man? If you're looking for real answers from experts in the field of catching women, how can you find a better expert than a celebrated pimp that's actually willing to share this game with you, Trey? Can you answer that, man?
That's impossible. That would be the best place to look.
So, I mean, although, of course, that makes me look good, your answer, but I support it.
No, but I mean, I can't even think of any other option that, I mean, if you had a choice, what other choice would you pick?
Well, because what I'm saying is, what do pimps do? Catch women.
Exactly.
And if he a motherfucker in the game, the women he caught, you know, paid him well, if that's the case, but it ain't about the payment. It's about how he got paid. So, what I'm saying is this. I take what I want from life. I ain't asking now, motherfucker. I'm not waiting on now, bitch. I'm not borrowing shit. Well, unless I have to, because I remember I had really needed to. And I talk shit about Steve the Dean, but Steve the Dean reached me. Soon as that motherfucker heard what the fuck problem I was having, he said, "Dog, you ain't supposed to be going through that shit, man. Woo, woo, woo." Sent me some shit that really helped me. So I don't care what negative problems me and Steve the Dean have. Steve the Dean is cool in my book. Of course, I paid him back every dime, $100 over. You know, he told me, "You better not send me no extra $100. But I'm the kind of nigga, man, you ain't helping me and I don't show you my appreciation. I sent him the extra $100. And since then, we fell out. So what? I don't care. But I tell this story again and again with love. When I was fucked up, having a serious problem, this motherfucker reached me right away. That's why it's really bad to say about the Dean. Or man mindset. I love everything about it. Now, what we doing here is discovering the truth. We discovering the truth about women. We discovering the truth about dating. And what we're realizing, the more we listen to this type of show, that it's not pretty. Remember, call in 657-383-0809. I want to hear from you. I don't want to just be talking. You know, we didn't talk about it before, and we're going to talk about it many more times during any one particular year, every fucking year. And it's competition. Competition is something we all take for granted. We take it for granted at one time or another, but you better learn how to reassess your level of competitiveness. You have to reassess it every week, if not every day. It depends. I had to overcome a lot of shit. You guys got to understand this, man. I was a pimping-ass motherfucker. Stopped pimping. So having to live on a check. Got to work. Got to listen to motherfuckers tell me what to do. And all this. Man, come on. I had to come over. I had to overcome a lot of shit. And I had to overcome it before I was able to reprogram myself, my thinking, so that I could focus on the stuff that I'm doing nowadays. But I had, as reinforcement, the knowledge that change is a good thing, or it could be a good thing. Especially when that change is promoted by achieving goals. So with that in mind, I suffered. I'm talking about mentally. You know, I'm Rosebud. I ain't having bitches. I ain't having money. I can't get what I want to get at the store. You know, I'm suffering. And I really ask myself these questions, and I'm going to ask you these questions, and I want you to continue to ask yourself, well, after this show is over, these same questions. And the first one is, do your thoughts define you? The second one is, if your thoughts don't define you, how can you make them do so? And the third question is, what would you do to accomplish your goals when it comes to women? These are three very important questions that the average one of you guys don't answer. The first one is, do your thoughts define you? The second one is, if your thoughts don't define you, how can you make them define you? And the third one is, what would you do to accomplish your goals when it comes to catching women? I mean, these are simple questions. Somebody, hopefully, will at least shoot an answer to me. I could ask Trey, but Trey probably would say what the fuck I would say. And that ain't no good. I don't want to, you know, hear myself.
Yeah, I would say your thoughts must be congruent with your actions.
Well, I ain't going to say if that's right or wrong. But what I'm saying is this. You guys got some fucking thoughts on those questions. And I'm sure you would like to know. Oh, shit. I'm talking shit in 240. 240 is right there. Come on, man. What's up?
Rosebud, what's good, man?
Hey, what's good with you, man? I'm cool.
Man, everything's good. Those are some really profound questions, man.
I know.
Those are some really profound questions,
man. Come on, motherfucker. What's your answers?
Well, my answer is on the, you know, do my thoughts define me? I say no, but at the same time, they do, because if you give actions to certain thoughts, then they can define a situation. But once you know that, then you know that, you know, to change your thinking, to be more optimistic, you know, view your glass half full instead of half empty. You know, you can always change the outcome of a lot of different things.
Wow. You good Oprah Winfrey listening motherfucker. What's your answer to the second one?
Oprah.
All right, the second one was jog my memory.
If your thoughts don't, your thoughts don't define you, because I knew a lot of you was going to answer no, they don't. But if they don't define you, how can you make them define you?
Yeah, like I was saying, you know, being more optimistic about certain situations and paying attention to how you're thinking, you know, do you have a positive mind that gives you positive, you know, feedback, or do you have a negative mind that gives you negative feedback, you know?
Stop right there. Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, I know you know me. You didn't learn a lot about me. Am I a positive or a negative thinker?
Are you a positive or a negative? I would say positive.
I'm a negative thinker. You know me, Trey. When you bring something to me, I say, fuck no. And then we talk about it, and I say, that shit ain't going to work. And then by the time we get to... But wait a minute. I didn't ask you how well do you know me. I ask you, do I think negatively or positively? And my answers are always like, no, I don't want to do that. Because I would rather say that so that you, in this case, would start telling me why I should want to do it. And then if what you're saying makes me say, damn, man, that motherfucker is actually making sense, I'll change my mind. But I'm a negative thinker because do you know math, Trey?
Yes, I do.
What about you, 240? Do you know math?
Yeah, it's not my strong point, but I do know basic math. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. A positive plus a positive equals what?
Negative.
A negative.
You're both wrong. A positive plus a positive equals a positive. A positive plus a negative equals a negative. A negative plus a negative equals a positive.
A positive.
So there's two ways you could think positively. One is thinking the wine and roses and how you can do better and all that goddamn shit like everybody do because they're fucking dreamers, wishers, hopers. Or you can get positive the other way, thinking negatively. This ain't shit. This ain't gonna work. Because every time you say that, you look for ways to make it shit, to make it work. The other way, you don't look for shit because you're dreaming. You're hoping.
Mm.
And if life goes your way, then life is going to work positive for you. But how many of us can actually say life has gone our way?
Not too many people, so I guess they fall into the first trap.
So, bro, what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to all of you, you don't got to think like me. You just have to know what you think. And you have to know what you think results in. And that only comes from critical thinking. Critical thinking is essential if you really want to catch women. So, for you, caller.
You have posted something on Facebook on the whys and the because. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Losers think of why. Man, why did this happen? Why the fuck did I do that? Winners think of because. Because I wanted.
Because it's more of an answer. Mm.
No, not because it's more of an answer. Because it is the answer. Why is the question. You want answers in your life. You want all answers. You want answers to drive you forward. And that only comes from you seriously thinking about the question. If you don't think about the question, then you're not going to get a real answer. You're going to get an answer, but it's going to keep you being the same way. Otherwise, the guys that think positive, and they say, man, why the fuck this bitch ain't fucking with me? You know, you'll say some bullshit so that you can keep trying to fuck with the bitch. Whereas the motherfuckers that think because, why the bitch ain't fucking with me? Because that bitch don't want to. Or because you ain't shit. Or because your fucking conversation is weak. And it makes you go forward. I'm a because motherfucker. You guys are wise. And when you make that switch, you'll see what I'm saying. Because it's a total switch of thinking. Now, I already asked you these questions. Hey, I'm going to put you back in, 240. That was some good shit, bro. Unless you got something else.
Okay. I commented on something that you posted on Facebook earlier where you were talking about, you know, women are a reflection of their men. And I left you a comment saying, you know, they're like mirrors. And men are like the image, you know, if a mirror doesn't have the image.
Oh, that was you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man. I don't mean that, what you said. What I mean is if you a man that show respect, if you a man that live within your principles, if you a man that's, you know, not trying to pretend anything, you're just totally real, that's the kind of woman you gonna have. Has nothing to do with images, but there is an image involved, if you want to, you know, use that word, which is why I'm not going to say that wrong. It has something to do with what you represent. It has everything to do with what you represent. Otherwise, when you say, as a pimp, your woman is a mirror reflection of you, that means that I could be a pimp from another city, fly as a motherfucker, pull up on this motherfucking bitch, and let's say I'm going south, she gonna walk north. She ain't gonna look at me. She ain't gonna give me any indication that she can be had. Now, let's say that's on the stroll. But now, coincidentally, you meet her in the store, 7-Eleven, and you stand there to say something. She gonna dodge you. And then you gonna get in front of her to say something else. She gonna dodge you the other way. And then if you do get in front of her again, she leaving her shit and leaving the store. That's how you represent you got a man. That's how you represent that you ain't fucking talking to no motherfucking other nigga.
And no reckless eyeballing.
And as you walk out, that pimp is going to say, man, that's a bad bitch, man. That's a bitch I won't. He ain't going to stop fucking with her. But he's going to reassess how he fucked with her. He ain't going to be getting at her, you know, like everybody else. Hey, baby, woo, woo, woo. He going to be doing shit. And he going to be making moves. And he going to send his hoes around her. And they going to have shit. And he going to attract that bitch attention. Because if a bitch is a mirror reflection of her man, and her man got her in pocket, the only thing going to get her out of pocket is her seeing something that's way more sharper than what she has already. Other than that, you got the same thing she got. I don't want to change like that. I don't want to be no choosy Susie. I want to be a motherfucking bitch that gets caught. That's our biggest thing, bro. Did I clear that up for you?
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks, bro.
All right, for sure. Now, you guys, we're going to get into a little bit more. We got 30 more minutes. We got a lot of shit to talk about. And I've told you this before. If you motherfuckers would stop faking about who you are, your thoughts would represent you. And you would be way more comfortable with who you are. But since you guys want to be the latest rapper, and you want to be everything except for who you are, it's directly because your faking has made you so insecure that you feel so much insecurity and lack of confidence. See, I know women don't care about how smart your motherfucking ass is. They care about how sharp your motherfucking ass is. And how quickly you can see shit developing. If you want to catch a bitch, let her see how sharp you are. Fuck how smart you are. If you want a woman, or if you want women to be attracted to you, you have to concentrate on representing the kind of man they want every time they see you. We need to understand the connection between your unwillingness to compete and your deteriorating manhood. The reason all you motherfuckers out there have or had or only have at a time one bitch is because of your goddamn unwillingness to compete. Believe me, there's a connection between coming up and you being willing to compete. Now, we as motherfuckers out there searching for game, we need to motherfucking reconnect with what competition is really for. I see you, 314. I'm coming at you in a minute. I mean, we got athletes who compete on the professional level, but there should be competition going on at every fucking level of life, not just on the courts or the fields of sports. 314, what's up with you, man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. Listen, man. I had a question. besides the game not trending, you know, so not as big as it was in the 60s or 70s, why do you think most pimps and whatever max these days only have one bitch or maybe two bitches?
They ain't got two. They got one, all of them. And the reason is they ain't pimps. Hey, bro, look, I'm going to ask you something. And don't jump out the motherfucking computer and hit me in my mouth when I ask you this. But I'm going to ask you this, motherfucker. Anybody ever told you you sound like that motherfucker brother man on Martin? You know that nigga coming through the window? Oh, man, I just wanted a sandwich. Hey, you got that slow draw, you know, that slow, you know, every time, I'm just chilling. Hey, I love it.
It's probably meditation on my own shit.
I love it, man. I wasn't cracking on you, man. I was just saying that shit. That's dope to me, man. But, listen, man, the reason motherfuckers have one hope. Think about this. Just think about this. If what you think of a pimp is just getting some money, then if you get one bitch and she start getting you some money, you're going to be satisfied. See, but what we thought about as a pimp, we thought about having bitches. We didn't really think about the money. We thought about having bitches, because I know if I got one bitch out there getting however much money, if I put two bitches out there, I'm getting two times that amount, and so on and so forth. So we never thought about money, because if it was about money, it's not enough, and it's going to keep us going. This let's say the hoes on the track in this city is averaging about $400 to $600, and your bra is getting $1,000. If you a real pimp, that still ain't enough money, cause that's only one bitch's money. You can't be satisfied with that. You ain't gonna allow yourself to be satisfied with it. But when that bitch come in with $850, you gonna go off like she fucking up. Bitch, what my $1,000? You gonna be pimping. But the real pimping comes from you actually having hoes. And unless you think that, you won't do that. T, I'm doing my show. I got to call you back. Unless you think like that, you fucking won't be like that. And the dudes today don't think like that. They think getting money. They think all they want to do or all it's about is getting money. So this is how they accept it. This is how they make themselves mentally accept it. If they went to a job, it's 9 out of 10 times going to be, you know, minimum wage or not the high-paying job. So let's say they multiply shit out to where you're getting $500 a week. And that's a pretty good, you know, amount of money for the average motherfucker. But here you are pimping, and you get 500 or close to it a night. Your ass is going to really think you making money. You're going to think this money is dope. I'm going to do everything I can to keep this money coming in. So your mentality goes to catering to the motherfucker bringing the money in, which is the bitch. And once you start letting the bitch see that, she going to start demanding, not demanding, she going to start dropping hints that you going to pick up about not having no more bitches, about being, you know, we doing good, I can take care of you, all this kind of shit. And once you accept that shit, you ain't going to never have more than one hoe. But it took me X amount of minutes to say what I had to say. It takes about X amount of nanoseconds. I mean, these are, otherwise you got about a million nanoseconds in 1 second. It takes about a nanosecond for you to actually accept this shit, this punk shit. You don't even realize you have accepted it. You've done it unconsciously, and the next thing you know, you live in this way. This bitch, please. I'm a pimp. I got hoes. And if I don't have none, I'm a catch 'em. So about what you talking about, if it ain't what I'm talking about, do whatever you think is best for you. But make sure you get that motherfucker, whatever amount of money you got that you was going to give me, make sure you give it to that nigga, because I want that nigga to know Rosebud bitches pay. Huh. You tell a bitch some shit like that, that bitch is going to go fucking crazy trying to make you accept that money. I didn't get it. Take that shit and go give it to whoever you... No, that's not good. No, bitch, I'm telling you, take that money, get your fucking ass out of here. No, please, no. Here, I want you to have it. I don't want that shit, bitch. Get out of here. Man, that motherfucking bitch end up saying whatever, begging whatever, and your motherfucking ass end up saying, God damn it, bitch. It's against my better judgment. But I'm going to give you another chance, bitch. And that fucking bitch drop on the floor, look at you with her hands cupped together, and say, thank you. Thank you. Listen, this is her thanking me for allowing her to pay me. What kind of, come on, man. Who do shit like that? Who can expect shit like that? I mean, I'm not God. I'm not putting myself in the position of God. But only a God could expect some shit like that. Bitch asking you, can she pay you? Please allow me to pay you. Why does that happen, bro? Because you way past money. Ain't got nothing to do with money. And let me tell you another thing. Sports figures. The ones that's there for the money, they last about a year or two. The ones that's there for the love of the game, they last 20 or more years. Why? Because it's not about the money to them. Of course, they already know if they be a motherfucker, they gonna get hella money, but they not focusing on the money. They focusing on the game. Now, why can't motherfuckers like us be like that? Why can't you focus on the game and realize that if you got game and you execute the game, you gonna get paid accordingly?
I got another question, bud.
What's that?
For the
347 New York. I see you. I'm coming to you in a minute. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
For the technicalities of the game, you know what I'm saying? You got some pimps and max or whatever. You got some of them that live with their females, and some just visit their females at their spots to pick up they don't like that or whatever. What you think the pros and cons is from the difference of those two strategies for us living amongst your people?
Wait, listen. When I had a gang of hoes, I had a house. Let's say I had six hoes. I had six apartments. Now, I didn't live by myself in that house. I didn't have one bitch that lived with me. I had two bitches that lived with me. So one of them wouldn't think she was the shit. But as far as that go, when I got ready to fuck with a bitch, if I wanted to do it, come over to my house, bitch. Come upstairs, because all upstairs was mine. Downstairs was the bitches that live with me. Don't come up here unless you want to see me fucking with a bitch. Because I'm not scared. I ain't no coward motherfucker that's going to try to sneak off and fuck a bitch. I'm going to fuck that bitch right in front of you, and fuck no, I don't want you to join in. I'm not a freak. I'm finna motherfucking fuck this bitch in my house, and if you want to be here, that's on you, bitch. But my door's going to be closed, and you can't come in. Why? Because upstairs had the refrigerator, the gym, the motherfucking shower, everything. I didn't need to come downstairs until I got ready to leave. So I ain't worried about what no bitch saying. I'm worried about what I want to do. I ain't saying you was worried about what a bitch saying. I'm just saying that's how I handled bitches and bitch shit.
Right.
That cool?
Yeah, I know you. No, I know you was going to school about some of the best. So the ones that do play the I visit your shit, pick up the dough type shit, why you think that they used to play it like that?
Wait a minute. The one that play what?
You know, some of them that, them be okay, them bitches all got their own spot. You know, they some, I done heard or read about Shimbo and testified a motherfucker saying they, them bitches ain't some of them, they ain't know where they stay. They'll just drop out their spot and might chill out at their spot and check some dough and all that shit. So why you think some of them used to play it like that?
Hold up, bro. Because they heard motherfuckers like me do that shit. You heard me say if I had six bitches, I had six apartments, right? What I'm saying is you heard me also say that two bitches live with me, right? So I'm saying four bitches don't. So what I'm saying is where I'm going to see them at. I mean, they can come to my house, but they didn't want to come to my house because they can't be wild and freaky like they can at their house. So if that's the case, them other four bitches, I was always at their spot when it came to fucking with them, but it had nothing to do with them being able to come to mine or not. It had to do with what the bitch feels she gonna get the most attention from me.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was just some kind of a strategy some motherfuckers do or something.
It's about the bitch deserving and wanting that attention. I'm finna come to you right now, 347. Hey, man, that was some good shit, 314. 347, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, this is Chad from New York.
Okay, what's happening, New York?
What you think about coming direct, just straight up, telling them
what you
feel?
What do you mean by that, bro? What do you mean by that?
Just like, you know, straight asking them for sex straight off the bat, just straight.
Okay, man, listen. I do two shows. One of them is Down and Dirty, which is this show, and one of them is Ask Rosebud. Now, I'm not saying ask Rosebud, you can ask sucker questions. But on Down and Dirty, you can't ask sucker questions. And that's a sucker question. Fuck a bitch. We pimps on here, man. And we deal with pimping. And that shit you asking is weak. So let's not go there. If you want to learn something about the game, if you want to learn something about how to get a bitch to do something for you, Down and Dirty is the show for you. But if you just want to ask general questions about bitches, which I'm not against answering, don't get me wrong, bro. It's just that you on the wrong show to ask that question. You feel me?
All right, I feel you. I got another question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the information on this show, you think it's better to apply it to women or to your career?
First and foremost, the information on this show.
I'm talking about just
Down and Dirty. I know. The information on this show is fucking complicated to the extent it's able to cover all areas. But
I use it for my career.
I know. I'm saying it can be used for your career. But you got to understand how to use it, Down and Dirty info. Because Down and Dirty info is Bogarden or commanding, doing shit to command your respect. Now, Ask Rosebud is a little different in the extent that, you know, for business, you just be sharp and you think so.
Right.
And you don't actually do what you think in business. You just know what you're thinking so that you can counter whatever somebody in business is doing, because business is your income. It's your job. So you don't want to work it off. And if you think the way people think on Down and Dirty with your business or in business, you're going to get fired unless it's your business. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So that's my answer.
All right. Thanks a lot.
For sure, man. So, Trey, I mean, I know you use my shit for business, but what you failed to see is that your business is just that. It's your business. And
right.
you can use anything I say in it from any site because you're not going to fire yourself. You're not subject to somebody okaying what the hell you do. That's a big difference. Don't you think?
Most definitely.
That's why you fucks with me. That's why you fucks with me because I'm an older nigga that constantly show you the sense in things that we don't see or make sense of. Naturally, we just don't. We just think the shit and let it go. Man, I'm not with that. I'm going to dissect everything I think, even though it may take, like I said earlier, a nanosecond. I'm just used to doing it like this. And I'm telling you, our minds, our brains is faster than this fucking computer. Faster. You think because you can Google something and get it in a quarter of a second that this motherfucker is faster than you. It's not. You can... If you have the correct answer, you ask this question, you could access it way quicker than you could hit enter. It's just that the computer has been given so much more information than you that it's able to think as fast as you could if you had, let's say, billions of things to think of, which you do. But you're not thinking of a billion things about this one subject. So this computer seems to be quicker. But if there was a correct answer and you knew the correct answer, this computer is nowhere near as fast as you. Because it's before you can actually ask the computer the question, you already got the answer. That's how I live. I already got the answer. I'm only asking the computer the question to see if my answer was right. And if it was wrong, I correct it. But as far as the computer being faster than me, this computer will get burnt up in a 100-yard dash fucking with me. That's just how I think. I don't know if you think like that. Do you, Trey?
Do I think as fast as a computer does?
Yeah. Do you think that computer don't stand a chance when it comes to your mind thinking?
I don't think it does, and I see that every day when I watch that Shazam show when the people guess songs. I'll be guessing them songs so fast, but I have the information in my head, just like you said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You faster than the computer. Before you can ask it the question, you already got the answer if you know the answer.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That computer knows the answer, but it got to wait till you ask it before it can access it. Shit. Come on. Now, there's another field in life that, you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't believe they should compete in, so they don't. And you know what that is? Being a motherfucking pimp. You all were raised in an atmosphere where you were not encouraged to compete, only to have fun playing the game. And I'm not blaming single mothers. I ain't blaming at all. Blaming them at all for this one. It's kind of society that's actually stolen your desires to be a, you know, better than the next motherfucker. You all grew up only wanting to participate. I just want to play. I don't want to win. You know, because your mama and pop didn't push you. Sometimes pops don't do it either. But most times if pop's there, you getting pushed to win. Motherfucker, I don't want to hear no goddamn want to play shit. See, society decided that was the wrong way to raise children. So what happened? We all stopped pushing our kids to want to win. And then we adopted that loser attitude of only wanting to play or be involved. And that's what's wrong with you guys. That's all you want to do is be involved. And you are. You're involved. You're talking shit about the pimping. Woo, woo, woo. Some of you got a bra pin. You, but you're not pimping. See, every fucking thing we did was about competing. See, it's not okay to teach your children, especially boys, that they should only enjoy participating. Because when they grow up and they have to compete, they're going to be lacking in the competition skills. How can you say you know how to compete when you know you never competed as a child? You just wanted to play. Everything we did, you know, as a man, and most things we do as parents raising boys into men, was deemed wrong and ineffective. Even though we were raising strong boys who later entered the fucking rat race of America, and a lot of them motherfuckers won because they were taught as children to compete and don't settle. We used to teach our kids that losing was not something to accept. But, you know, when women got their foot in the door and opened this equal this, that, and the other, it just opened a floodgate of homosexual thoughts on raising boys. Now, you got to understand that about 40 years ago, with each new generation of young boys that was born, less and less emphasis was put on being a man when you grew up, and more emphasis on being a good person, otherwise being asexual, to put it bluntly. You know, you was forced to grow up hearing and accepting that you must be a good person, even though you're dealing with a fucking bitch. She acting like a bitch, doing everything bitches do, but you're not supposed to see her as a bitch. Today, all you motherfuckers are reluctant to assert yourself for fear of some kind of legal retaliation, which I understand a little. That's where I come in for you, though, because I'm here to tell you that the blame stops in the mirror. As soon as you recognize that motherfucker in the mirror, you blame his ass for all of your shortcomings. And you tell his ass it's up to him to change shit. Ain't nobody gonna change shit for you. I mean, this show ain't about calling women bitches and hoes. It's more about identifying bitch-like tendencies and knowing how to effectively neutralize them motherfuckers. This show is even about how to turn those recognized foul traits into benefits for you, because you out there in them streets. Since knowing is half the battle, understanding where and when bitch tendencies occur, combined with having that knowledge, it's going to change your personality. Dudes in general are very passive because of lack of knowledge about women. And we know lack of knowledge in most cases breeds insecurity. Think about a couple of things that you know a lot about and see how confidently you speak about those fucking things. That's because you have knowledge about them. This lack of confidence is a disease, and it's going to rot you from the inside out unless you get a hold of that shit and flip it. If you don't, you're going to live a miserable and obscure life when it comes to having hoes. Everything we talk about, you need to understand, has to do with committing to being competitive. And if you don't fully get it right now, hit me on my email and we'll discuss it a little further. We can do some private shit. Too many of you motherfuckers out there are not making enough effort to stop being used as doormats. 443. What's up with you, man?
Hey, what's going on? This is Jay Money from D.C.
What's up?
Hey, not too much. I just didn't want to listen all show. I wanted to call in and put a few words in.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate the whole competition piece. I think that's something that I'm lacking. Not really wanting to compete, not seeing the point in it, but you're making it clear for me.
Hey, bro, listen to me and understand this, and it's very important for you to understand. The reason I'm not – did you grow up with no dad?
No, I grew up with my dad.
Okay. The reason you, if that's the case, were not as competitive as you're hearing what I'm saying would emphasize you should be is because your mom and dad wanted to live in America. And they had to adopt societal views. Because at one time, my dad and every dad back in this time would kick your goddamn ass if you come on talking about, man, it's okay that I lost. I don't care if you was playing kickball or tetherball, some child's game. You can't come in talking that goddamn loser shit. But, I mean, over time, people start seeing that as negative because it brought out a lot of aggression in the kids, which I do accept. But what I know now is that we kind of, if that's the case, let that aggression get out of control. But you don't control it by taking aggression from the boy or the athlete. You control it by getting them to control their aggression, like they're starting to do in football or whatever. Make sure you don't do this. Make sure you don't do that. You don't stop doing it. But that's what parents did. They stopped making the kids want to win, and they started making the kids say it was okay. We just played for hours. But what I'm saying also is back at that time, any boy, he could have muscles. He could fight. But if that motherfucker ever let out his mouth that he wanted to play kickball just to play, he didn't care if he won, he was a sissy. Period. It didn't mean he get fucked in his ass. It just mean he was soft. And the word sissy meant dudes didn't really want to fuck with you because you were sissy. And today, you can't say a motherfucker sissy to show him he's soft because it's whatever judgment, whatever they say it is today. But what I'm saying is back in the day, this is the shit that brought us out of the shit that you guys haven't been brought out of. Because that fear you guys have of broads, if you would have had the kind of direction that I had when I was a kid, you would have understood it's natural to be afraid because you never done it. But it's really unnatural to not do something because you never done it. You're supposed to see it and understand it because you didn't thought about it. But you guys don't. You don't think about shit. So that's where I'm coming from, 443. Do you understand that? 443, are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. It was on mute.
Okay, so, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. And I understand the whole United States piece. Like, that plays a part in it.
Okay, bro. So, I'm going to put you back in. I appreciate your participation, man. Hey, see, this is why you guys need, this is why I be promoting my confidence course. This is why I think you need it. Because I know there's so many things that you have not thought about. And I cannot bring them all up on my shows. But in my fucking course, I cover hella, just so many of them. And they're just a fraction of how many they are to cover. But with the course, you actually get the tools that's going to allow you to motherfucking pick up these crumbs that I be spitting on my shows and add these crumbs to this cake that you built. Without the chorus, you're going to have a whole bunch of crumbs, and you can take your fork and get all the goddamn crumbs, but you ain't going to know shit because you don't have the basics. I want you to get the basics and get the game, and you'll be like these motherfuckers that call in and tell you how they appreciate what I did. Of course I'm selling something, but I'm not selling bullshit. I'm selling real shit that really fucking works and is worth every dime. And I make it possible by sales, by different shit, for you to not spend so much money. And I have all the time where you can get everything I do for 30% of what the total cost would be. That's because I ain't trying to, I mean, of course I am trying to make a living, but I ain't trying to, you know, make it where you got to spend all your goddamn money to fuck with me. If you buy a tool, I give you a tool. I mean, I do shit. I do shit so that you can win. And that's all I got to say. Trey, you got anything you want to say, man, before we sign off?
If you guys want an online store, I have a demo for you to go look at and see how it works. OurDistrictDirect.com and TreyLavish.com. And today, Rosebud officially banned transgender pimping, man.
hey, man, you know, one thing that I want you to understand, man, you got way more born for you than you allow motherfuckers to hear you say. And you better start talking your shit up. Quit being embarrassed about bragging. Sure, you got dope shit, man. So what? Say it.
I'm really bogged down with a lot of work right now, so you know, it's they can go take a look, man. It's there for them to make some money, man. All they gotta do is hit me up and be like, Trey, I want an online store, and I'll put it together. God called in the other day and let y'all know what time it was as far as the work. If you look at your website and see the work, there's demos on my site where you can go see other sites that I did. You can see I did work for BET shows as far as flyers. Man, I've been in the game. So, I mean, if you want some real shit, man, just go take a look, man. It's there. The proof is in the pudding.
Hey, the proof is in the pudding. That's all we got to say. Hey, we out. Trey, hit them with a little music, man.
Here we go.